الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we spoke about the merits and the virtues of being a shaheed and how the shaheed enjoys living in the different realm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the shaheed in a different world, and the shaheed enjoys all of that, and he rejoices in all the favors and bounties given to him in that realm by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in that verse, listen, Allah does not let the reward of the mu'mineen go to waste. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us a description of who are these mu'mineen, who are these believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. Firstly, we need to know what happened here. The translation of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those believers who responded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call, and they responded to the call of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after being afflicted with some difficulty, with some injury, even after being afflicted by wounds in the battle of Uhud. What happened was, after the battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan and his ashab, these people, they made some statements, some remarks, and they said to the Muslims that next year, this time, we will meet again and we will have one more fight. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they acceded to the request of Abu Sufyan. 1 year later, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they saw that Abu Sufyan and his ashab and his people, they did not come. So they lied to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They gave a date, but they lied to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they carried along with them some goods, some bada'i, some goods, etc. And they sold those goods whilst they were there camping at that particular site, camping at that particular place, and they returned to Medina, making a profit also from that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, Allah talks about that particular incident here in this verse, that those people who responded to the call of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a year later, they responded to Allah's call and to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's call by coming out now and fighting and looking for Abu Sufyan and his ashab. مِن بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْءِ. After they had already been afflicted with so many wounds in the previous battle, in Ghazwatu Uhud, but they did not give up. They were steadfast. They knew the reward of being a shaheed. They knew the reward of fighting in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. So Allah says, such people, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ, for those who do good from amongst them, وَاتَّقَوْا, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. There's a great reward for such people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ. They are those mu'mineen. Again, we're speaking about the same mu'mineen. قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ. People said to them, men said to them. What happened here was, there was a group of non-Muslims, Nu'aym bin Mas'ud. The person's name is Nu'aym bin Mas'ud and his ashab. So they said to the believers, what did they say to the believers? إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. Then listen, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, they have already assembled, they have gathered here to attack you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. So fear them. In other words, they tried to instill fear within the hearts of the Sahaba and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to send Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Medina. But these kind of statements and remarks, they don't increase the mu'mineen in anything but iman. So Allah says, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. They said something that fear the enemy, but that statement of theirs actually increased the mu'mineen in their iman. And what did the mu'mineen say? وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. In other words, we're not bothered about what you have to say. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. Allah is sufficient for us. We don't need anybody other than Allah. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. What a great guardian is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How excellent a guardian can be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Now the believers are here camped at this place. How did they return to Medina? Because as I said, when they came to this place, they saw that the mushrikeen, they did not come. So فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. These sahaba went back to Medina, but they returned with favors and bounties and and, and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this refers to as-salamatu min al-adu. They were safe from the enemy. There was no need to fight because the enemy didn't come. Number two, this refers to the bada'i, the goods that they brought along with them, that they had sold there at that place, and they profited in that as well. That is why Allah calls it a ni'mah. Lam yamsashum su', without being touched by any harm. So nothing happened. They came back to Medina. Wattaba'u ridwan Allah. Allah says, let me tell you, these people have followed the pleasure. The pleasure means they have followed doing those things, trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Wallahu, so this is the quality of a mu'min. All the time he looks for those things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu zu fadrin azim. If you do that, Allah says, Allah is the possessor of great and tremendous bounty. Then Allah says, innama dhalikum ash-shaytanu yukhawifu awliya'ah, fala takhafuhum wa khafuni in kuntum mu'minin. What you had just heard and seen right now at that place, it is shaytan. That Nu'aym bin Mas'ud came, he came as a shaytan. Because shaytan, he is the one who instills fear in your hearts, and he makes you fearful of his allies and his friends and his helpers. In other words, he makes you fearful of the kuffar. Allah says, فَلَا تَخَافُونَ, don't fear them. وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you really have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. May Allah give us that.